Classic hits. 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's 8:40 on this Wednesday, November 30th. It's almost showtime with Perth County Players. Joining us in the studio, she made her way through the rain and the wind. Chris LeBerg is here, director of Miracle on 34th Street, the play with Perth County Players. Chris, it's wonderful to see you.
It's good to see you, Jimmy. Thank you for having us back again.
Well, it's rainy and mild this morning, but the snow is going to be coming again. Just setting the stage.
The lovely snow. But I'm very happy it's coming tonight. I hope all of my cast can get through to rehearsal okay. But then we're supposed to have a beautiful weekend for our opening weekend. We are open on Friday night, so we have evening performances Friday and Saturday, and a matinee on Saturday and Sunday. So,
all right, we have got a big weekend coming up. So let's talk about the play. We haven't had a chance to discuss this. Folks familiar with the movie Miracle on 34th Street, so this is obviously the theatrical version of it. Does it differ from the movie? Is it?
No, not a whole lot. It was written by a community theater group down in the States, and it was something that they did every year starting in the 80s, and they just developed it over time. They set it in the 80s. We've taken it back to the 50s.
Nice.
Just some sort of set closer to where the movie is.
Perfect. So it's Miracle on 34th Street, the play, and a big cast for this one, Chris?
We have a big cast of 36, led by wonderful Tony Benton as Chris Kringle. We have some new faces, but there's also some old faces up there. Rob McEwen will not appreciate me saying he is an old face. But yes, a number of folks. You're in the show,
yes,
Jamie.
Yes,
you're with us. There's one of the postal workers. I thank you for doing the cameo.
Oh, my
very
pleasure.
Much appreciated.
It's just so great to have community theater back. That's
oh,
the main thing.
It is. Everyone was so excited. It was old home week when we did auditions back in June, just to see all the faces come back. People were outside the audition room crying and hugging,
yeah.
And we were hugging everybody when they came into the audition room. It's just wonderful to be back and to be able to do what we love. And COVID has not stopped us. So away we go, and everybody's taking good care of themselves when they're not at rehearsal, so we should be smooth sailing.
All right, and we've got to remind folks the new location for this presentation.
Yes, we are not at City Hall this year. We are over at Stratford Intermediate School, which was the former Stratford Central, in the wonderful little auditorium that they have there.
Oh, James Rainey Auditorium.
At the James Rainey Auditorium, we are just beside ourselves with there's wing space and crossover and storage.
Great stage.
And it's a wonderful little auditorium to sit in and watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my kids are coming back this weekend to see it in this old home week for them.
Oh, very good.
They're bringing their spouses so they can give them a tour of, well, this is when I did theater, high school drama in this space. So
they're
looking forward to seeing the show on Sunday. So I should also mention there's next weekend, there's a Friday evening performance and a Saturday matinee.
Okay, so again, it's December 2nd, 3rd, and 9th at 7:30 p.m., December 3rd, 4th, and 10th at 2 p.m. happening at Stratford Intermediate School, that's former Central School, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are only available online, though, we should mention.
Yes, we made the decision a few months ago to only be online, because if COVID shut us down, the only way we'd be able to reimburse anybody for their tickets would be to get that information online. So PerthCountyPlayers.com, just follow the instructions, hit that buy tickets, and there's also a phone number. If you run into any trouble, you can try giving a call, and it's me you end up talking to.
And Chris will talk you through the process.
I'm trying very much. Someone who's technically
challenged. You're going IT now.
I'm now the IT person as well, trying to help folks with their problems with their iPads and their cell phones and their computers to get through to get their tickets.
But it's really easy to pick up tickets. Again, PerthCountyPlayers.com is the website. It is Perth County Players, Miracle on 34th Street, the play. And we got to do a shout-out for the young people in this show.
Oh, our wonderful little kids. They're great. We have... in total, we have 15 school-aged children, but we have 9 that are under the age of 10, and they've worked so hard. These children have not gone to school for 2 years, so they lack some of those skills that you learn at school at a young age, so how to sit still, how to listen, all of those little basic life skills. But they have worked so hard.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
Adorable. The show does come with not only with carolers, but with dancing elves.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, it wouldn't be complete without our dancing elves. They've worked really hard on their routine, and the carolers are wonderful to listen to, and the story is just delightful.
It is supporting great community theater, local community theater. Miracle on 34th Street, the play is this weekend and next weekend with Perth County Players happening at Stratford Intermediate School again. You can pick up tickets. They are on sale now, and don't wait till the last minute, because
They're going fast.
You bet. PerthCountyPlayers.com. Chris LeBerg with Miracle on 34th Street, the play. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Break a leg. Have a great run.
Thank you.